This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 191 of Dropouts. This week, his friends call him the recycling bin because of how he recycles women. He looks like the poster boy for a hate crime. And if you're menstruating within a mile, you could probably smell it. And boy, will he find his way to you. Josh Richards, everybody. My goodness.
What an intro.
What a man.
Intro.
How you've been keeping in the pants lately? Heard you're committed?
Yeah. Kind of just, you know.
Oh, stop talking. We got to hit the intro music. Oh. Sorry.
Poor guy.
So, dude, I need to take a break. Tara didn't want me to bring this up.
What are you going to say? I've never said anything about Josh.
Can I talk to my best friend for 2 seconds?
Yeah. Give us a minute.
Then we know.
We'll come back.
Watch this.
I'm so scared.
When's my birthday, Josh? Tell him.
It's my birthday?
What? Yeah, we share a birthday. So,
okay.
You idiot.
September 4th?
That's how close we are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. He knew me. So Tara didn't want me to bring this up, but one time I saw in her journal and
dude,
I was over at her house.
Stop spewing lies, bro.
Like, I mean this in the nicest way. The nicest way, speak when spoken to. Okay. And that's coming from two guys that love women. This is not misogynistic. Yeah. We can't get enough of them.
Continue your lie.
So I was looking at her journal and I see these hearts and under the heart, she had something written. Do you care if I tell you what it is?
I think I can take it. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It was, hey guys, if you're not subscribed to the Patreon,
even I was confused.
Link in the description. It'll be in the comment. We do a drunk episode this month where it's my first time getting drunk because I don't drink, but I promise you guys, if we hit a certain milestone on Patreon, I'm going to get drunk. You're invited. I'm going to be blacked out.
Okay.
I'm probably going to be swinging on some people. Here's a clip for that.
Do you not get drunk for a reason?
Oh, just alcoholism runs my family.
Okay.
So
is it like bad history, parents, you didn't like seeing it, or
it's mostly detrimental to the lineage of my family because a lot of people have ceased from living their life expectancy because of that sweet, sweet drink. Yeah. But what do I care? I'm doing it for you patrons, huh? We're also doing Valentine's
At least you're getting
Day.
Paid to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're also doing Valentine's Day giveaway, Xbox, Nintendo Switch, AirPods, other
cards.
Stuff. So if you're not subscribed, get all the extra free content too. We're going to do 10 to 15 minutes after this maybe 20 minutes after this podcast, but extra food you won't get to see here. Thank you guys, Patreon below. Now, back to you.
Wait, what did I write in my journal? I'd love to know.
Brother, that was the joke.
That was the joke. It was the Patreon. He was setting it up.
The Patreon sub. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We got to, listen, we got to take a little air out of the ball.
Sorry.
There's too much up there, but that's okay. The good thing is you look beautiful today.
That's so nice. Stop lying.
What do you do?
Stop lying with the beautiful thing or the journal thing?
Both.
Oh, what did you say?
All Zach does is spew out lies. I don't know if you know him that well.
No. Well, we just share a birthday. That's about it.
Do you actually, is it September 4th or are you just making that up? My spark plugs aren't working very well today, so you're going to have to be really easy.
No, my birthday was like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
How old did you turn?
22.
Oh, actually?
Yeah.
Okay.
22? Oh, God, you're getting old.
I know.
It's a little gross.
It is.
I thought you'd be older than me.
Older than 22.
Older than me. I'm 23. I don't know why I thought you'd be older than me.
I'm not.
Got that. We can change the subject.
Well, do you want to check in again in case you got older since the last time you talked to him?
I'm good.
Okay, no worries.
I'm still 22.
He's still 22. I'm not to bring up obviously the Chiefs winning, but he's still 22. Okay, we got the boy here, the little boy. What?
22 is a Taylor Swift song. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl as a whole. It was a
you're
kind of
like
joke.
The Dave Portnoy of this podcast. Like everything has to be explained to you. Is that what it is? Is that the dynamic?
I think they just use me for the butt of their jokes. And today it's like they extra are just.
That wasn't even a joke against
I don't get it. I don't know anything about football.
But
you know Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Well, it was more of a
Taylor Swift.
I get it now. It's like the Travis Kelce. I get it now. Took me a second.
I do like that if we say a joke she doesn't get, like it's automatically against her. So if we throw a math problem at her and she's like, I don't understand long division, then it's against you.
Yeah.
Which I love. Yeah. That's a victim's mentality that I can get behind. That's 2024 in its finest. Just kidding. Good eyebrows today. She loves when I follow up with a compliment.
Thank you.
It kind of like
compliment sandwich kind of thing.
Clean slate now. All she sees is, oh, he's so sweet.
Right. Just beautiful. I have nice eyebrows.
Exactly.
Thanks.
Of course. You're the best.
I know.
What is this? Day after Valentine's Day? Did you do anything nice for your lover?
I planned out this cool like dinner we were going to go to where essentially it was like a prefixed, you paid like up front and they brought out like a bunch of different entrees, right? Like I think they bring out like 8 different courses or whatnot. You get to try a bunch of different food. And my girl loves Italian. So I was like, let's go to this Italian place and do it, right? Thought it would be really sweet. And then about an hour and 30 minutes before we were about to leave, she didn't want to get ready. And she was like, do you want to like stay at home and order a bunch of like food from Trader Joe's and then just cook and watch movies? And I was like, fuck yeah.
That sounds way better.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, so we did that.
So you maxed it. Did you still have to pay for the other thing?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that's how she knows she has you. She's like, I'll spend this and do what I want.
Yeah, no, pretty
much. We're going to do both dates.
We did the price of both dates, but only did one.
How long have you guys been together?
It is 7 months now, I okay. would say.
Yeah, are you still in like honeymoon?
I would say it's like over the honeymoon phase. I think, you know how there's like the honeymoon phase and then you have a phase where like that kind of wears off. So there's a little bit more like arguing a little bit. You're like figuring that out. And then I think just recently we've gotten over like the petty argument stuff now.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
That's all gone. So it's like.
Now it's a real detrimental argument.
Yeah. Now it's like, yeah, it only ever happens when it's something serious. But it's in like a good, I like this phase.
Who's
I
a better fighter? Phase.
Are we talking like physically,
they're
gloves
beating
on?
The shit out of each other. I specifically don't hit women like Jared anymore.
No.
Okay, you've changed. It's not a big deal.
I've never done that.
Again.
Is it like
these
a
are
rehab?
Terrible accusations.
He hits, it's slam poetry. That's where you hit him, right?
In the heart.
Yeah, you hit him in the heart. Exactly.
Emotionally.
Not with his fist, never.
No. I'm a pacifist.
You did put makeup on your knuckles. Yeah, you're good though. Yeah, he's good. So you guys go into a fight. Do you ever do this where you know you've lost a minute in, but do you have an ego about, we got to get to the top of this? Or do you bow down? Yeah.
Yeah, no, 100%, 100%. I think that's one of the things that I've learned about myself through the relationship is that I need to get better at realizing when I've taken the loss because I'm making it worse. You know, it's going to be a bigger L in the end.
Yeah.
So sometimes I need to like tuck that ego away. And just be like, all right, you're right this time. You're right this time. But I feel like it never happens to the other. You know, if I know she's wrong like a minute into an argument, I feel like I still come out of it like 15 minutes later being like, I think I just lost that.
Yeah. No, that happens to the best of us. Like you're like, why didn't I just have Marshawn run the ball there?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Why didn't I not just take the knee?
Exactly. You're the same way, Tara. I know you like to start fights so you can have better makeup sex. Is that right?
No.
Be honest.
I am being honest.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm like. I know what you're like. The second you start losing a fight with any of us, you change the subject so fucking quickly.
Yeah, too. I'm sorry.
No.
And I love that subject.
No.
To something else. You like move the, like you're like, oh, Jared, how was this? And everyone just pretends.
Sorry that I care about my co-host day.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Jared, how's your day been?
It's been pretty good.
Oh, good. What have you done?
Went to the gym.
See, was nice, prepping was nice,
for this
son.
Podcast.
See,
yeah,
he's losing the argument, so he just did it again.
Sometimes fuck, and I fell right
he
into
fell
it.
Fell right into it.
This is one of our favorite segments of Tara, what'd you do last night? And then she lies about what she did last night because she did something very nefarious, we always assume.
Ooh.
And her loins were batted around. Okay.
You got batted around loins?
Josh, you know we've met.
Oh, really?
See, I'm doing what you do.
Okay.
We met at a party once.
And how did that interaction go?
you rated
it on a scale of 1 to 10.
You were really nice. You were really nice. But it's kind of sad that I remember meeting you and you don't remember meeting me. But no, that's cool.
Well, if you play it out a little bit, I might end up.
I don't think you'd remember. It was really quickly. It was at Chase Hudson's house.
Okay.
And I said hi. And you said hello.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
You came up to me and said hi.
No, you were like standing. I think I was with someone that you knew. And I was like, oh, hi, I'm Tara. And you're like, oh, hi, I'm Josh. And then I walked away. Quickly.
When I told you to prep for this podcast, boy, did you do it. You went deep.
She did.
That's all I know about Josh. That, and I know about your podcast. with Dave. Because my best guy friend, Jacob, loves your podcast.
Oh, no way. Tell Jacob, yeah. Thank you so much.
I will. And that's all I know.
What's the podcast called?
BFFs.
Oh, atta girl. I didn't.
She did do research.
No, I did. Yeah, she's locked in.
Nice. I'm ready.
So now that you're in the stage of you're letting only one woman wash their clothes on your abs.
Right.
Like you're very committed.
Washboard abs.
Yeah. But obviously you used to be in a stage where maybe you would experience multiple women in a week. And as a single man, and I assume you're really good at breaking it off with people because in the past, maybe you didn't want it to last forever.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So I want you to give me a scale of 1 to 10, how effective these texts can be that I can send some of my sneaky links that I'm okay. done with.
Like people you don't want to interact
yeah,
with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never even call them back once. Okay. Done.
Done. All right. Cool. Okay. Cool. So this is the first one I have. I just ain't feeling it. And then I block them on everything. How do you feel about that one?
That'll work.
That'll work.
Work probably 100% of the time to not get a text back.
Okay. But I could be more creative probably.
You could have a little more fun with it.
So that's like a 4.
Yeah. I give it like a 4.7.
That's not. Mm-mm. Okay. Yeah,
4.7.
What about this? I can't take the risk of you aging like your mother, .. Peace. No block, but.
I like this one because every day they're going to wake up and look in the mirror and go, am I looking just a little bit more like my mother today?
Yeah. Like, right? Why didn't he want to pre-order the MILF?
You're psychologically.
That's detrimental.
Messing with them years to come. For years to come. You could be out of their lives. They don't even remember you, but they're still going to remember like, damn, will I look like my mother?
Yeah.
Right? So if they have a non-attractive mom, I'm giving that a solid 7.8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. And then this one is, I'd rather.
You would agree, right?
I hate the male species.
You'd probably agree. But, 7.7?
I would have gone a little higher. Dude. I would have gone an 8.2.
8.2.
If I got that text, I would hit you with, ha ha ha, you're fucking joking, right?
Wait, but would you sneaky link again?
Yeah, because my mom's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, so you do
what?
Stop.
She's a Persian pastry. Sorry. I love the way that she speaks to me in a different foreign tongue. Gosh, it feels like she's speaking like
bastards. Stop talking about my mom.
I can't help that my heart flutters. Okay, now this next one is, I'd rather experience birth as a full-grown adult. I mean, completely rip through my mother again than spend another second with you.
What's with the mom stuff?
A lot of mom stuff. Do you have something?
You got mommy issues, dude. Don't read into it, please.
All of these so far are effective.
Yeah.
Like, they are not.
Would you use these?
And have
me
you?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Have you used any of these?
I want to get a good judgment of you.
I actually haven't used any of those.
But would you?
Probably not.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the
I have a different strategy. I think.
Oh, wait. What's your strategy before I get to the last one?
Yeah. My strategy is more of a ghosting strategy.
I knew it. I was going to say you're a ghoster.
It's the easy way out. I heard you
kind of fade away.
Kind of like Tara in her little audio, right? What's that little audio?
Oh, you know about
it? Yeah. Like, I don't believe in ghosts, but once I ghosted a guy in high school or something.
I don't believe in ghosts. No, yeah.
Yeah.
Aw, you're fluttered. You're blushing. Dude, you're turning as red as that chair.
I didn't know people, you know.
Yes, you did, because every time someone comes up to you in public, you go, they knew my song. So let's not do that, all right? Okay, this is the last one. Is get a fake tattoo of a giant swastika. Cool. This is really funny. Is I wrote down fan questions, but only wrote down one because I put it on my story and I forgot to look again. And all I have is circumcised or uncircumcised.
Oh, dude.
That's all I have.
This podcast, it hits the hard hitting questions.
Welcome.
Yeah. We're personal on
this
here.
This is crazy. My family decided to go the circumcised route.
Yeah.
Shout out mom and dad. I actually heard less pleasurable though for people that.
Oh boy, is it?
Yeah. Like we don't know what we're missing out on.
No, we don't.
But I don't know how much more I need.
But yeah, know? I'm doing all right. If I'm being, I'm circumcised.
Like the more what are we doing here? 15 seconds max. Then if there's more pleasure
I feel
involved.
Left out.
Right?
Can I say I'm circumcised?
Yeah.
What do you prefer?
I've only ever experienced circumcised, so I don't think I have the right equipment to explain.
And did you like what you experienced there, or did you want yours in a little bit more of a sweater? did you want I, that sweater weather cop?
Did it feel cold to the touch?
I don't know, because I wouldn't know, you know?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about anything else but genitalia? Is that okay?
I'm okay. I just felt a little left out for 1 second, but I'm good. I'm back.
Okay. We can talk about stuff. Like, how are your boobs today? Respectfully.
I'm feeling a little left out now.
Oh, no, it's
boobs. Everyone here has boobs.
Alyssa, how are your boobs hanging? This is our assistant, by the way.
You guys definitely don't have HR, huh?
No.
She is HR.
We have HPV.
Oh, you are HR.
We just have HPV. How are they sitting today? Oh, this is a guy who understands relationships and women. She really needs a boyfriend. Like, desperately needs just any male affection.
That is so uncalled for.
Do you have anybody out there that might fulfill her needs? And that's emotionally as well.
Emotionally and physically?
I mean, if you, that's up to you, obviously.
Yeah. We don't have to.
Woman's choice. Okay. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Wow, Alyssa. I'm so happy. Like, this is amazing.
Why? Yeah.
I feel like you're always just like, no. And you're like, I'm open. That made me so happy.
This is a big step.
This is a huge step.
This is a huge step.
Just because I don't care. I'm good.
I think we could find you someone for sure.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think it would be that hard.
Oh my God.
That's good.
Hey, dude, you're, come on.
You're taken. You're spoken.
Gabby might see a clip of this.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, in a respectful way.
Of course.
Hey, what happens between your legs, I'm going to tell on the internet. So everybody chill.
Welcome to Dropouts, where Zach airs out everything you do ever. And then people see
like
it
I'm
and
Brady,
they text
baby.
You.
We're going deep.
And they text you and they say, why?
They say, why?
They say, why are you talking about
how do they say
podcast?
That in a text? Like, what's the...
They just send me the clip and they're like, is this about me?
Oh. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah, if you have any single friends.
Yeah. I'll do a little looking.
Thank you. Well, dude, you're stepping into the comedy ring. I wanted to... Well, really, Tara wanted to take point on this conversation about his sketch comedy.
Yeah, Tara.
Yeah, you did. Questions. You were like, I can't wait to talk about it.
Because I think it's amazing. It's like, what, is it like SNL kind of?
Yeah, it's kind of. I would
digging.
Say it's like. It's
I
like
looked into it.
I would put it more into like a lane of, like there's standoff sketches that are built in an episode. So like Key and Peele in a sense, or like Tim Robinson, I Think You Should Leave. I wouldn't like, you know, I hope to be that good one.
Oh my God,
but,
you will.
Thank you.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
But yeah. They're like 5 sketches in an episode. 7 episodes in the first season, and then they're coming out every week and cutting it down and kind of posting it all over social. Like the whole idea was like, how can I bring traditional style comedy and content and production level to social media? So I thought the sketch show would be the best way. Saw a lot of clips on TikTok of like Tim Robinson stuff being reposted, sitcoms being reposted, like Reno 911, and just thought like, holy shit, I could do this on social media in a way. So that's why we made the sketch show. And then the goal is to, you know, continue to do shows like that, sell them out, or team up with big brands and do sponsored digital web series.
That's so cool. So is it like the same people every time, or is it like new people?
New people every time. Every that's single so sketch cool. was like different characters.
Did you ever, like, I know this has nothing to do with stand-up, because, but, you know, comedy and comedy. Have you ever done stand-up?
I've never done stand-up. I did a roast once. Oh, we did like the Bryce Hall roast, and everyone, you know, went up with the written jokes and stuff. But I would say that's the closest thing I've ever done to stand-up. That's and so I don't cool. know about stand-up for me. Like, I think it's such a difficult craft to master going up and doing stand-up. And I think the other thing about it is... you need time to work on your craft and like fail and figure it out and mess up and stumble
us.
A bit.
We know about failing stand up.
And I feel like in a way, if I went to stand up, I would get judged really hard off the bat because people would be like, let's go see Josh Richards stand up, right?
Yeah, people are
and
mean.
They would already have, it's like if I didn't kill right off the start, I would already be buried if that made sense. So I just felt like, I don't know, I would have to work on it behind the scenes for a while before I'd ever do something like that.
I've always kind of been fascinated with, you know, obviously, you start off on the internet not doing the comedy stuff. And sometimes that type of content's a little bit more flash in the pan. It's very hard to have longevity. Mm. So it's like this comedy route in a sense of, hey, I kind of understand that pattern of sometimes, you know, when you hit the whoa and that's like your one trick pony.
Yeah.
There's no longevity in it. I mean, you'll see like even, you know, MadCon back in the day.
Oh yeah.
You know, sometimes it just happens. Like if you don't evolve like Shawn Mendes did.
There's only like one or two that come out like doing
something. Cameron Dallas started like companies. Was that kind of like the model or?
Yeah. I mean, I think I've always been, not to like toot my own horn or nothing, but I feel like, I feel like I've always been someone that has thought, how can I like evolve who I am from just like what I'm doing today? Right. Yep. So even when I first started social media and I came to LA, I feel like a lot of these social media influencers, when they come out, they're coming to LA and they're just like, all I'm going to do is post. That's my plan, right?
Yeah.
Like I was coming out at 17, starting a management company, owning equity in that company, obviously, and like had investors, was going in and signing like, I think like 115 kids in the first week. Like, so
Calm down. Just don't get too excited. God,
yeah, these were like not, this was like, out of your range. They were like 16, 17, 18, a little too old.
Yeah.
But, and yeah, we were, you know, like signed to an agency. They were like helping us with all bring in deals for these kids. Like, so there was like a real thing set up to that, right? And then, you know, evolved my social media over time, started not just doing that, going into YouTube, finding the podcast, moving from, like you said, like hitting the whoa to doing different style content on TikTok.
It's a good workout.
It, I mean, you know, cardio. But, yeah, so I think it's an important thing to pay attention to.
I'm glad someone's doing it. Like, I feel like it's so important to do sketch comedy. I think it's like kind of like railed out. Does that make sense? I feel like—
No, that'd be you.
I should have seen that one coming. I'm sorry, I walked into that.
Railed out, yeah.
Are you trying to get cast?
I'm trying to applaud him.
Ask if you can be in a sketch.
If you want to be in a sketch.
I would love to. Oh my God, you finally asked.
Okay, there.
No, but actually, I think it's like, I'm glad someone's doing it because it's like, I think it's so cool and so funny and so important.
I like how you say it like he just like built wells.
I do think it's cool.
These schools in Africa.
Dude, God forbid I'm nice. God forbid I'm nice to someone and I'm applauding someone for something they did.
No, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank
you. I didn't forbid you.
You're not my God.
You know you whispered that in my ear. Don't act like you didn't.
I didn't. No such thing.
Promise?
I swear.
Swear to who? There she is. There she is. Okay, well... Back to obviously romantic things because we enjoy views and we care less about anyone's true passions. We're more here just for, we're more money hungry, Valentine's obviously. Season. Valentine's. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Who got you those flowers for Valentine's Day, by the way?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. There was like three huge, like.
Things. I mean, I've got an idea, but.
No, I swear. I don't know. I asked around.
Okay.
Then no letter?
No letter. It just said to Miss Tara.
Yes, ma'am.
Who calls you Miss? Anyone call
I
you
looked
miss?
It up in my text messages, Miss Tara, and a couple people came up and I texted them and I sounded like an idiot. I'm like, hey, did you send me flowers? And they were like, no. So
not only
I
that,
have
they
no
said,
idea.
Of course not.
So I have no idea.
Okay.
It was like
okay.
Three huge, I'm like, this had to be someone rich. It was like,
big,
for sure.
Big flowers?
Huge. It was like three huge pots.
They were in pots? Like real
I'll
pots
show
and
you.
Everything?
Yeah, it was like.
Oh, that is money. Pots is money. Yeah, if they're not just like wrapped in like a bag.
No,
you know?
Look.
No.
Parchment
I like to wrap my pot
whatever.
In a bag.
It was some Kim K shit right there.
Where do you think I'm?
She goes.
This is just what you did.
Wait,
I just want to show you what you did. Ready?
Yeah.
This is some Kim K shit right
Alyssa, here. Describe it to him in detail.
I'm sorry.
Who's looking? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It is a lot of flowers.
And it's so potted.
One of them was like a cement pot, and I had to be like, like I had to like.
Yeah, that's like you can keep it in those forever. That's crazy. That's,
yeah.
That's Valentine's
welcome.
Love.
A cement pot? That just seems like an inconvenience.
They're from you?
Yeah, could,
they're not right. From Zach.
Yeah. All right.
Zach, you're not rich like that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Okay. Now, obviously.
Wait, were they?
Oh yeah, I got to go back to him just because.
Wait, but you can't say
this
that,
is Josh.
It's not.
Josh told me not to tell. I was gonna say that. In case, obviously, statistically, your relationship's gonna end. Though I don't want it to. We have found some new girls for you.
Mine.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And that's only statistically. Just because I'm taking off data from my mother's past relationships.
Okay, and there's okay, the okay. Mommy issues.
Yeah, it's not mommy issues. It's just why can't you get me a dad, mom? Okay. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Yeah. Get yourself a website. Get yourself a website. Website.
Essentially what I'm saying is in the 21st century, having a website is primal. You know, it's like, you should be doing it. No matter, it should be second nature. You should be doing it no matter what. Did you get that reference?
That was pretty good. I had no idea where you were going.
Or
with
you
that.
Could create a website about gorillas. What I'm trying to say is, if you're a professional, your digital
identification of your career. Don't know if that's a real thing. Online needs to be concisely put together through a website. And say you're a photographer and you want to show off your pictures, but you want to show it off in a high quality way and Instagram compresses your pictures. Well, keep it up on a website so people can see your true nature. Say you're a wedding planner and people want to see you know, how you do your work. Send them to a website that's very professional. Oh, Zach, but I don't know how to code. Zach, I don't know how to even make a website. I'm not a technological genius like a Mark Zuckerberg. And to that I'll say it's drag and drop templates.
Award-winning templates.
Create an award-winning website look in minutes. Zach, but what if I sell things online? Like, I don't know the process of setting all that up. Squarespace is e-commerce. We have a website where we sell merch online. You know, we use a little Squarespace to get those things sold, huh? See your orders, find the addresses. It's very, very simple. Oh, say you have a crazy ex-boyfriend like Jared. Jared's ex uses Squarespace to write blogs online about how bad her relationship was with him. You can express yourself with a website. You can do anything you want with a website. Jared, do you have more things to say about Squarespace website?
So if you want to tap into your primal nature, your second nature, what's now the 21st century human nature, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/dropouts for 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, squarespace.com/dropouts for 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you, Squarespace. So Zach, you know how we've been going out recently, and when we go out, I like to have a few drinks because it helps me loosen up.
Of course.
Okay, but in the mornings, I don't tend to bounce back like I used to when I was younger.
Yeah, boy, have I noticed that.
I have to tell you about this new product that I found called ZBiotics.
It's now incredible. You've piqued my interest. Now you've Mount Everested my interest. Now you've football player in high school that didn't go to college, but he was still pretty good in his town interest. You've piqued my interest.
Well, ZBiotics is a pre-alcohol probiotic drink that is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. And here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night and drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow.
Go to zbiotics.com/dropouts to get 15% off your first order when you use dropouts at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dropouts, ZBiotics.com/dropouts to use the code dropouts at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and for the good, good times to keep on rolling.
Thank you, ZBiotics.
Why do you got to say it? I already said it. There's nothing better than watching sports. Oh, wait. Yes, there is. There's making money. Oh, wait. But what if we combine them together to create the ultimate super wonderful thing to ever happen in the entire world? Watch your favorite sports and earn money doing it with Prize Picks. You understand? Jared, get into more of what Prize Picks does, please.
Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. They're the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. All you have to do is pick more or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in.
It's demon time on Prize Picks. You can now win up to 100 times your money. With as little as 4 correct picks, you can turn $10 into $1,000.
It's actually pretty insane. I'm going to bet $10 on the Lakers, potentially win $1,000, and then you and I, we're going to get steak.
Medium rare, perfectly seasoned. Thank you. Thank you, Prize Picks, for potentially giving me some steak. Also, Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this football season and basketball season and any literally other sports season. I just like it because sometimes it can be a little crazy in your mind trying to get your little card in there, but Apple Pay, bop, bop, you're getting your money, huh?
So if you want to win money while watching your favorite sports team, go to prizepicks.com/dropouts and use our code dropouts for a first deposit match up to $100.
First deposit match up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com/dropouts and use code dropouts. Thank you for sponsoring the episode. Prize picks. Come on. Prize picks. Silence. So we're going to do a little smash or pass. So first,
you do want to get me in trouble, huh?
Yeah, but I did. I knew you would get in trouble, so I did it in a way where you can't get in trouble.
Okay, cool. All guys,
these are your boys.
Nice.
So we're gonna
love smashing my boys.
So we're gonna start off with one, who is the guy, and then two, smash or pass. You can give a rate if you want. If not, just run through it, Tara.
I'm so excited.
I know you. You know your way around some estrogen, so feel free to jump in as well.
Jared, we're all playing. We're all playing.
We're all running.
Sweet.
Okay. First, smash or pass.
I thought you said they were all guys.
Is that? No, that is one of your guy friends.
Is that Blake?
As a girl.
Yeah. You can't get in trouble for this, right?
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all.
Meanwhile, you get home and she's like, really?
Dang.
Is it kind of strange that he looks like his girlfriend now?
I don't know who that is.
Like, I think he's beautiful. That's Blake.
Yeah. A little Tesla look to him. I mean, let's be for real, right?
Yeah.
Smash.
I would throw him down my sink, turn on the water. I don't want to finish that one. I would run through him. I would run through him like I'm a running back.
That was him on the phone. Yeah.
Still handsome.
All right. Next one.
Great head of hair, man.
I don't know if this is just the edit. There's something wrong with this. There's something wrong. Like some broad shoulders on
her. Yeah. I mean, she lifts.
Yeah, okay.
So this is a pass for you?
Man, it depends.
Man, this is
if
a tough
I got
one.
Like if I got like
how many shots in?
I was just about to say, if I had like 5 or 6 shots.
Wow. You
know? Maybe that's a better way to do it. How many shots? So yeah. What was the first one? Can you go back to the first one?
First one sounded first like one, sober.
2 glasses of water.
2 glasses of water and a quick run just to make sure I'm energized. Yeah. Okay, good.
Okay, well that one.
That one's 6 shots.
Six shots. I think it's just the photo. Griffin, don't worry, you're a good looking dude.
Oh wow.
Why does it feel like she would read me the best story?
I feel like this is a woman you see in a horror movie.
She seems like the opposite of a creepy uncle. Where? Well, no, really? She seems the same as a creepy uncle.
But a woman?
This is a creepy aunt.
A creepy aunt.
I feel
aunt.
Like he would make a pretty girl. So I don't understand.
I mean, I think his sister's. He has a sister?
Yeah, he has a sister.
She's pretty, right? I don't know if I've ever seen her.
I've never seen his sister.
I don't think she looks like this, though.
She looks like she fakes being a psychic and charges $75 for crystals.
That's probably the most accurate thing you've ever said. Yeah.
What's the shot amount on this?
Borderline blackout.
Yeah, I think you're pretty deep. I think you're like 12-15.
12-15, you've been rejected a couple times that night.
Yeah,
you would. He's a handsome guy.
Didn't you guys...
I don't know him. Like, I've met him once.
Meet one time. Why do you always assume I'm going to say the worst thing?
Because you usually do.
And I've started taming myself. Thank you.
All right.
But best friend, thank you, best friend.
The silence was so loud there.
Deafening. The silence was deafening.
It's like the teeth thing going on, right?
Yeah.
There's a little weird thing going on with like the lip. It's the edit. I've been sure.
Wait, I thought this one looked good.
Yeah. Do you edit these?
I'd ask questions if I was in Thailand, to be completely honest. I think she got caught on a bad photo.
Yeah. This is just not her angle.
No, this is overexposed. Yeah, she's normally.
I don't even know who this is.
Kyo. Yeah.
Oh, what? Is that the guy that was in the
video with me?
Yeah, he's so good looking. What happened in that edit?
He wasn't him. That was him with a filter.
Well, that's a shame. He's a really good looking kid. And he looks like a really not good looking girl.
Thank you.
All right.
Enough drinks to kill. I would need a
ketamine dart.
Yeah.
K-hole.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous, stunning.
Pass.
Right,
smashing.
Was the original.
I do get that I look like him a lot.
Okay. Yeah.
People call me Bryce Tall.
Because you're not 5'10"?
Yeah. Is that how tall he is?
I think that's what he thinks he is.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's what he thinks he is.
Oh my gosh. Why does she look like the best assistant? I would hire her right now. And you know she'd get the coffee. I wouldn't even ask for it. She would already know my order.
I mean, does this with nothing against being au natural, ladies, but does this woman come with the chest hair or are we?
She's a little granola.
This is pre-installed. This is not a DLC. Yeah, this is pre-installed.
Yeah.
Is that okay with you?
That it comes with it?
Yeah.
I mean,
you always seem like a progressive guy to me.
Yeah.
if you want to stay straight to camera, I don't like body hair on women, no matter what it is. I wish you'd shave it. I don't care if it hurts. Straight to camera. I think
this one
get,
right here.
That'll get the point across.
Which one?
Any of them. Yeah. This that's one? Yeah.
Hey, ladies.
okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna say a lot of drinks, like seven. But it's not worse than Bryce, though.
No, it's not.
It's better than Bryce.
It is better than Bryce.
And probably better than Noah's, too.
Honestly, if you block out the chest hair, it's not that bad.
Yeah. No, I'm giving it like...
She's cute.
Yeah. 10 drinks.
I look like everyone. She's cute.
10 drinks.
If you close both eyes. Okay.
I don't even know who this is.
Is it Jaden?
Yeah.
Again, why do they all look like the best assistants?
It just looks like the bottom half of the face is so much larger than the
top. I was going to say that.
It looks like it's like...
The top half got squished. It feels like if I squeaked his nose, it'd make a sound that would make a dog turn, if that makes sense. I'm going to go not for me, but I would introduce her to some of my friends, though.
Yeah, pass, but like... If just because we're so drinks, close.
But
if you're
hook
going
up the
drinks.
Homies. Only because she's my best friend. Like, we've been friends for life, so I can't...
How many drinks would it take, though?
I don't drink... so I think I would try to see how many times I could fall down and hit my head just so I could feel a little something.
How many falls?
Eight.
Eight falls. Yeah. I was thinking like 12 drinks.
12 drinks?
Down Everest. Right.
Yeah, in that range. It's gotta be.
What's with the smile? Why did we add a smile to that?
We need people to be happy.
okay. We wanted like a happy picture.
Because I feel like it would have been fine if we just kept his normal mouth shut.
Fucked it up a little.
Okay, what's in it? Is that it? What is that?
What is that? I think she's cute.
She's cute.
Did we add a smile to this one too? Yeah, I can tell.
She looks like a Disney cartoon character.
Yeah. She does.
I don't know who this is, though.
She looks like Pixar.
This is Anthony.
She looks like she would stand above me with a knife, and it's like, you ready to see the last thing you'll ever see? That's just what
it's
I get.
That face.
You guys don't get that?
Now I do.
From those eyes?
I kind of got Disney princess, but now I do.
I kind of see like a southern mom.
Yeah. She's going to run on that field and stab a ref if...
Why do you think she's going to stab everybody?
Why don't you?
I don't know. She doesn't have like that crazy of eyes to me.
Oh, so you're attracted to her?
Yeah, I think she's cute.
Aren't you semi-committed right now?
Dog, this is a free-for-all game.
Oh, I apologize. Because just let me get it out. Let the blood flow.
That's the original.
I think.
Gorgeous.
Can we go back? Yeah, I think you got to go like 9 drinks.
9? No.
More?
No, like 5.
I was going to say 4.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
I don't know. There's something about it.
How many more do we have?
That was it.
Oh. Okay.
Good riddance, dude. That was a lot.
Okay. Okay. Oh, so no drinks.
No drinks. 0 drinks.
Did you say who's that?
Wait.
Oh, I like that he doesn't know. Yeah, what guy is that, Jared?
I was like, wait, added.
You don't know. You don't know who that is.
No,
even I know who that is.
So that's how you know we know nothing.
I know. Me.
Okay, wait. Show who it is.
I was like, this is a really
that's Dave Portnoy. As a girl, you didn't know that. Yeah.
That's
he's
crazy.
Gorgeous.
He does.
Damn, that filter's crazy.
Yeah, that filter's
God.
Wait, pause. Do you still not know who that is?
No.
Can you take a guess,
Wait,
Jared?
Please take a guess.
Take like a wild
why
guess.
Why we did that.
Well, okay. Well, now that Dave's up there, I'm assuming it's your girlfriend.
Wow. Like,
if you said anything else, it would be...
You know what? Can he be next to get the air out of his head? Because I think I deserve some points right now.
Deflategate over there, all right?
And your girlfriend's right. Gorgeous, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
She is very gorgeous.
Why are you thinking? I'm not talking to you.
I introduced them.
No, you didn't. How'd you guys meet, by the way?
Please say me.
We met at my birthday party last year. Aww. Which actually Zach brought her to. So
So you stole her from him? Or
no,
they were just friends. They were just friends.
There was like she was like, we're friends. And he was like, well, maybe not. And it was like,
I've heard
sad.
Of that.
And then I was like, why don't you just come over here? And
swooped in.
I actually didn't even talk to her. I just kind of looked at her and I went,
yeah. Is that your go-to move? Does it work because you're Josh Richards?
I'm just glad the gun jammed for me. it was a dark night. Yeah.
We all are
it was
glad.
A Christopher Nolan movie for me.
Yeah. That's not my move. No.
I feel like it would work.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, if you really wanted to play into like the fuck boy, just like.
Like, I just feel like because you're Josh Richards. Anymore, all right? You know what I mean? Like, it would work. Like, I feel like I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, I'm out of the game.
Like, I would look and I would see you do that with someone. I'd be like, makes sense. Like, I get it. You know?
You get it?
Yeah, like, I get it. I feel like that would work.
I feel like you just have a twitch. If someone did that to me.
Like this? Like twitch.
Why are we. Let's not talk about streaming, okay? For 2 seconds. But thank you for adding into the conversation. Sometimes she gets scared to talk, and I know if I shut her down, she's gonna get more scared, and that was my fault.
No, you're a beautiful woman. I don't get scared to talk.
Oh, my bad.
I like that Dave's just staring over us. Oh, like, okay. Judgmentally.
Yeah, get him out of here.
Wait, was he also part of the Smash or Pass game?
Yeah, do you smash or pass?
Dave?
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, he got that money. He got that money.
Okay. So to move on into, we do have another segment.
I love segments.
Good. Then maybe we just roll into it. Alyssa, how about you present the segment like you're one of those announcer guys again? Because that's my favorite thing.
No,
please.
I
we have a guest. Come on.
Do it for me.
Wait, do this.
You're ovulating, aren't you? You know what he just whispered while you took your headphones off? He said, I'm trying to scramble those eggs. Talking about your eggs that you produce.
You said that?
And he's
committed. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he said that.
Gabby, if you're watching this, I know I just learned your name before this podcast. And Jared didn't know who you were.
Hey, I did.
But good job.
I did.
But we're boys, all right?
I knew. I cannot believe I knew. I'm so excited. Because he was like, you didn't do any research. I knew.
You kind of did the most research.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then hold on. We'll hold off on the segment. Let's go back. What was your next research topic? And yeah, boy, what else did you want to talk about?
You got the sketch show. You know the podcast. You know my lady.
What's a sketch show called?
Oh, you know it.
Come on. You know it.
Come on. Read the room. What do you think it is?
Alyssa, read the room with us. Yeah. You do the thing you do best and roll in the game?
If you just literally, like Zach said, read the room, you'll be able
read
to figure
the room.
It out.
You'll be able to figure it out.
I don't want to.
Just read the room. Just context clues. Just read the room.
It's called Read the Room.
There she is. I knew she. And a nice plug. Okay.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't watch the sketch show, I'll verbally assault you, but not physically. Let's rock. Explain what the game is. Do it with some enthusiasm and make sure you're happy.
Wait, how do you want me to do it?
Like
announcer. The football announcer thing.
Okay.
Got this.
I hate this. All right. Welcome back to Red Flag, Green Flag. I hate you all. Okay, so basically I'm just going to say some statements, and you're going to say if they're a red flag or green flag to you.
Okay.
And we'll all kind of chipper.
And we can explain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tari,
okay.
You can sit out
this
if
game.
You want. Last time she got canceled for this game.
Really?
Canceled's a strong word.
People just fucking hate my guts and think I ran through.
They just think I'm too easy
on everything. Yeah, they think I'm just like.
What was one of the things that you said was a green flag that made people think you were ran through?
And sharing's caring.
I don't remember. I think everything I said, people just love to hate on a woman. I think. I feel like if Zach said those things,
back
it'd
to
be
the victim, not to the mentality. Huh?
You're right. Nobody ever says anything negative about me. We're good. Yeah, I'm good. The one thing about me is, no, everyone loves me.
Just everyone. Yeah, yeah. The entire internet.
The thing is, I've never seen a negative comment about me.
Nope, not once. Wow.
Yeah, not once.
Not even on videos.
Check your socials
I don't get
lot,
on.
Huh?
No, I don't know what a cell phone is. Is this? As long as this isn't recorded, I think we're good.
No, we're fine.
Perfect.
Oh, you poor thing.
A recent one came out that I'm being too misogynistic towards you.
Yeah.
And that you can't handle it and that you're clearly uncomfortable, yet you voluntarily come every week. I thought that one was funny.
Yeah, I mean, you don't make me uncomfortable at all.
So I make you really comfortable?
I wouldn't say you make me really comfortable, but you do not, you're just stuttering. That doesn't look good. You don't make me uncomfortable at all. It's all jokes and all fun. Put the gun down.
Yeah, I get you. All right.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay. Are flags. You okay?
Yeah, I just love you. Okay.
He said it!
I didn't mean it. That was a bit. You know that was a bit.
Is this a big thing?
Someone get the shirt. Every time I call Zach on the phone, I say, love you, Zach. And he's like, okay, bye. He's never said it once to me, ever. And for Christmas, I got him a shirt that said, Zach Justice loves Tara Yummy, because he's never said it.
I'm scared of commitment, and you know that.
Look at all the cameras.
It was a joke.
And Josh Richards is my witness.
Mom, if you're watching this, you know I'm saving myself for a better woman, okay? No, my mom loves you, of course.
Josh, she just wants to run through a woman.
Yeah. Just a little less.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Now I'm going to get lobbied in the whole, like,
oh, bad.
God
it's bad.
Damn it.
No,
yeah, it's all right.
Okay. Red flag, green flag. they have an OnlyFans.
Red flag.
Red flag, because just because my mom is...
I was going to say the same thing.
...is an elementary school counselor, and she loves... Boy, does she love that Lord. And if I brought home a... Oh, and she once told me that watching porn is worse than doing heroin. Swear. Oh,
that was such a funny conversation.
I don't agree with that
one. It feels a lot better to do heroin than to watch porn, though.
Yeah, I feel disgusting.
Have you tried both? Have you tried both?
I'll get back to you.
Thank you.
The fame's getting to him.
No, trust me. It's a downhill slope. Just for my mom's sake, I still want her in my life. But when she dies... Hit me up, okay?
Hit me up.
I mean, she probably will die soon.
Don't say that about your mother.
Oh, my God. Okay, on a spectrum of how long the Earth has been, our finite life, we all die soon. So can we chill out? She loves science. Okay, and...
I thought you just said she loved the Lord.
Right, I was just about to say
she's
that.
Not a big science girl.
No, probably not.
We've had
fights. That's probably not cooking, you know.
We've had fights about that, too. But just in case she watches, I'm trying to save face. Josh.
All right, yeah, I'm going to go red flag, just me personally. Nothing against people that do OnlyFans. Do whatever you want. It's your body, your life. I just think when I look at the girl that I want to be with and, you know, marry and have kids with and everything.
Which is who?
Gabriella Moore.
Okay. Never knew her full name.
I'm hoping, you know, that, I don't know, I like the intimacy being, like, there. And I feel like it's not as intimate when you've shown that intimacy all over line and online in a way. You know what I mean? But that's just me. That's just me personally.
Yeah. Have you asked her to stop doing the OnlyFans?
Gabby doesn't do OnlyFans.
Okay. Objectively, if she did, how much do you think she would make in 1 month?
I think a lot of money.
And that's a good boyfriend.
Probably more money than I'd make in that month.
Who would make more money in OnlyFans in a month?
Definitely her.
Yeah. That checks out. Jared, do you remember what she looks like?
Yeah.
Would you look at her OnlyFans?
Dude. No, out of respect for Josh, absolutely not.
Thank you.
Look how serious Jared just got.
Because I didn't want Zach making a joke. That's foul.
I apologize to you, Jared. Do you want to chime in on these, or you feel like you're going to get...
Because I wasn't going to say red flag. I was going to say it's not a red flag, but it's not a green flag. I wouldn't...
Beige flag.
Beige flag. I wouldn't stop them. If I was just like dating a guy and he was doing OnlyFans, is that what you mean? Is that like...
Yeah.
Guys do OnlyFans?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'd be like, cool.
Would you take the pictures?
Would you do collabs?
No.
That's where the line draws.
I don't think it would bother me very much. I'd be cool.
Yeah, really? That's okay. You're allowed to think that.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Just a bunch of people talking about it all the time on your social media. Wouldn't irk you at all.
I'm not a very jealous person.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I am.
Okay. They have kids.
No.
I
hate children, but still green flag.
Would I
hate children? What are you, the Grinch?
I hate the Grinch too.
Is it because everyone thinks you're kind of a child because of how eeny meeny you are?
I just never know what to say to them.
Well, usually they're busy finding caterpillars.
You kind of don't really got it. They kind of lead the conversation often.
They're like, why are squares
awesome? Yeah, and you're just like, man, I've been wondering the same thing.
I don't know. I feel like because I'm an only child, I never had like siblings or like I didn't have any cousins around growing up, so I don't really know much about children.
Do you want to? You could have one and then.
I feel like you just need some exposure therapy.
I do. I have a goddaughter who I love very much, but she's like, it's like very specific children I like. I think it's a green flag if you have children. I don't think it's a problem.
What's the laws on post-birth abortion now? The
murder?
That's murder.
They're pretty strict about it.
Pretty strict.
Okay,
pretty
so maybe don't have a child because if you don't like it, you can't.
I know.
You can't, send it back to God.
I'm aware.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'll go. I don't think it's one or the other.
Yeah, me neither.
Like, is that? Can I say beige?
You can say whatever you want.
Green or
we can introduce. It's a free country. Beige.
Let's introduce beige.
Alyssa hates the beige flag.
No, I don't hate the beige flag. Last time we did this game,
pink
we
flag,
did
white flag.
We did yellow flag, beige flag, green flag, red flag,
and the gay trans flag. We have to be inclusive.
Yeah, that is a lot of flags. I'm gonna just go straight up with just beige. I think there's three we can pick.
Depends on the kid. If that kid's rocking with me. Sometimes I'd probably enjoy hanging out with the kid more than, if the kid likes basketball, I could be pretty cool with him.
Yeah. A little 2K.
Constantly doing baby talk.
Oh God.
Red flag.
Get that out of here.
What's an example? Can you give us an example, Alyssa?
Yeah. Like say, how would they like do a sentence?
Here. Say,
you're so cute.
I can't wait to see you dirty on me. No. Say that like a baby.
No, give me another sentence.
Okay. I can't wait. You make me
wait.
Not
pause.
Dry.
Are you actually going to do it? You're going to listen to him?
No.
Well, just say any sentence you want.
Yeah.
Oh, but, Oh, you're so cute.
That's so like how I speak to my dog.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's how we speak to Hanson.
Yeah, that's how
here.
We talk to each other.
Hey, you're so cute, my
oh,
dog.
Oh, yo, what's up, baby?
What's up, baby?
How you doing hey, today?
I'm doing really good.
I love him.
He just had to remove
you got to change your pants. Yeah. It is what it is. That's what we do.
Hey, that's that baby talk for you.
That's that Zach Richards. That's that Josh Justice.
Josh Justice. Thank you.
I got sick to my stomach a little bit.
It's okay.
It happened to a lot of people.
What's your ab routine?
Thank you so much.
That's how we get her back.
I'm back.
Clean slate comment. Okay.
Okay. Never a post about you.
Well, this is different from what...
Social media is our job.
I think I want to keep my next one offline.
Yeah, personally. I think I'm with you on that.
I think this is so dependent on the relationship.
Wait,
the
views. I have a question for you. I have a question for you. You've been in multiple public relationships, right?
Yeah.
I've been in one, and that I was just like, you know what? After this, I'm never going to make any of my relationships public again. Mm. So is there... Like, do you fight through that? Do you eventually just like, oh, I actually want this to be public? Or were you always just like, oh, I don't care?
I think it's just more like a don't really care thing. I'm not going to like go through my life trying to hide it either.
No, I don't mean hide it. I just mean like not really be like, you know, this is my,
front,
you know.
Word facing.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really bother me too much. I feel like there's nothing that like really goes on that.
So your last public relationships didn't traumatize you online?
I mean, I guess it didn't do a good enough job.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got over it.
Good.
You know, I was young, so I was like, yeah,
good.
I really don't even know.
Really? Wow, maybe I know more about Josh than all of you do.
I think you do.
I just think I love him for the man who he is now. And right.
But he's been around for so long that, like, come on now.
I was viewing other content at the time, I think.
During 2020?
You were watching
it wasn't just Josh Richards on your feed?
Not at the time. I'm going to get into it soon, though. I heard the first season's pretty good.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
great, dude.
Yeah.
You got to go back to the OG days.
You know, good for me, dude. I feel great about that.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm like talking about his old relationships. I know everything.
You do.
What's the darkest thing you know about him?
Whoa.
Yo, can we just get back to the game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
I guess.
Okay.
I don't even remember what the last question was.
Baby talk.
It's so big into conspiracy theory.
I thought I was going to say it's so big.
What if it's so big? Like, what if it's so big?
Dude, green flag. Let's talk about that shit all day.
No. Red flag.
For me. Into it.
So big into them.
Like they can't. I'm like, just all right.
Like they really believe it too.
Like flat earther vibe.
Yeah.
I would get visibly angry every day. Yeah. I would find a reason to bring it up. Like every fight, I'd be like, there's no way you're right because you believe the earth is flat.
Okay, Earth, I got to go against. But other conspiracy theories, I love diving into.
Oh, no.
Them.
Jared's a theorist.
I don't mind like a little fun conversation theorist. About theories once in a while. But
if that's for religion.
That's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I got to go against that.
That's okay. Is that okay by you?
You asking me?
Yeah. Are you all right with that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm also red flag.
Oh, good.
What?
I'm also red flag.
You're a red flag?
No, we know.
No, poor Alyssa is probably a green flag, and I'm the fucking red flag in this because everyone just hates Tara.
Always with the victim mentality over here.
Yeah, You'll pick up on that. We try to, we just go, it's okay. Watch this. It's okay, Tara. Look at your hair. Nice. Okay.
Do you ever say it in baby talk to her?
Look at your hair. It's so nice. God, that sounded offensive. Didn't it? Yeah. I want to apologize to... someone. I don't even know who I was offending, but
talking during a movie.
Oh my gosh. I'd rather Zach, you do this.
No,
you
I don't.
Crack jokes through a movie.
A bad movie, I will.
No.
And you only show me bad movies.
Especially when we go to see movies in theaters and you crack jokes the entire time. I'm like, dog, I'm missing dialogue.
I love talking during movies.
Yeah, that's you don't watch movies.
Well, if I do, I never shut the fuck up during them.
What are you talking about?
Everything. God, how was your day, Josh? What'd you do?
You're talking about good. My day and we're watching a movie together?
Yeah, because I'm just like...
Oh, man, there would be a murder-suicide.
I like talking during... I like talking all the time. So
Tom Cruise is trying to fly this plane right now.
Chill
out?
It's Mission Impossible. You're going to have a conversation with me?
Yeah,
probably because you were talking.
Yeah, I told you. I love talking, so like, why would I stop if a movie's playing?
Right.
Unless it's like a movie I really like.
Which is...
Like Mean Girls.
Don't be stereotypical right now.
I love Mean Girls.
Oh, okay.
What's like your top three movies?
Like Breakfast Club, Mean Girls, White Chicks, Pearl's Going to Scream.
White Chicks is good. And Breakfast Club, I like both.
Yeah.
Pearl's good. That was a good movie. Pearl? I like that one.
I was like, on Pearl.
I watched it with my mom and my ex-boyfriend.
When he was currently your ex?
Yes.
You still just kind of hang out around her?
Yeah.
To healthy relationships.
No, it is. We're actually just friends.
That's why I said to healthy relationships.
Cheers to
you
that.
Saying it is makes it seem like
you seemed like you were being sarcastic with
you're
me.
You're not actually in a healthy relationship.
No, we are. We're great friends. But yeah, it was really awkward to watch Pearl with your mom and your ex. Because I didn't know there was so many raunchy scenes. And my mom's like foreign immigrant. And she was like, is this a horror movie? And I'm like,
no, it's a lot of horror movie.
It's a horror movie.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Constantly late to everything.
That's my biggest pet peeve.
Red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do it. If you're making me late to things, that's my biggest thing.
Oh, I hate
it. It's like, hey, I got to be at this thing. Do you want to come with me? And they show up late. I'm like, I'm supposed to be at this.
I do not like
that. I think it becomes disrespectful at one point.
Yeah.
I actually just tell my girlfriend, 20 minutes earlier than we're actually going to leave. I tell her that's when we're leaving.
And it's so smart.
Now it works out.
Jared's kind of like my girlfriend.
I'm not that late.
You have a bowel movement anytime I need to be somewhere on time.
Because I can't poop in public. Wait, so I have to get it out.
But you have to do it the moment we're leaving. You're like, I got to go over there.
Because then I get nervous.
No, I relate. I get nervous shits all the time. Like a guy, I have to take anti-diarrhea pills around him because I can't.
Are you in it?
By the way. Thank you for keeping my toot space warm. I usually sit there.
And just fart?
You really didn't do research on me.
You just fart a lot?
I like to I don't fart a lot. I just like to think it's funny and like.
Well, farts are funny. Inherently funny. Yeah. From guys.
Oh, you're going to bring sex into this. So it's funny when a guy does it, but when a girl does it, it's kind of Josh gross. Richards is sexist. Clip it.
No, I'm kidding. No, yeah, I'm joking. Well, that's awesome to hear that.
You're my toot corner.
Fart.
Yeah.
Just
how's it feel?
Fart. Don't raise your eyebrow and say that at me like it's something to be proud of.
She can queef the Star Spangled Banner.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
That'd be cool.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I bet I could fart it though.
And let's cut to a clip. Oh my gosh! Happy birthday. Okay, do we have any more of those?
You have a few more, but we can.
We'll do one more.
Okay. Where's their cars decked out in bumper stickers?
Are they like real political ones? Because either way.
What cars decked out? What do you mean by that?
Like bumper stickers all in the back.
All in the back.
If it's real political or if one of them has their fucking Instagram on it, that's a red flag.
You don't want the Insta ad on it. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, my license plate.
Is your at?
It's my license plate.
Okay.
It's not my at. It's my my car's not here. Well, he would have seen it outside. It's not.
You're right. He would have been looking.
Yeah.
It's a pink Mini Cooper. He would have seen it.
Sorry. Sometimes I get put in my place. I'm just going to shut it down. How do you feel your advice is? Like, do you feel like you're good at giving advice?
I think I'm like, I think I'm all right at it.
Well, thank goodness because we have dropouts advice. So people write in. They give us a couple questions, usually pretty deep and thought out. And then we, as morons, spew them information.
Speak for yourself. I'm smart.
You are? Good advice, you would say?
No, he just called all of us morons and you let him.
Wait, maybe we should do a rapid fire because I asked a bunch of people.
Yeah, do that.
This is, I don't know what people are going to say. So, oh my gosh. I can't say a lot of this stuff.
How big is it?
No. There's a lot of.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Have you ever been pegged?
I give advice on that?
No, this isn't advice. This is just on my story of like what people wanted to ask. And that, boys, that a common theme. It's
how did I get pegged?
Is that a common
theme? How'd you peg him? Oh, we're just going to switch it. Have you ever been pegged? The next one is gay sex. The next one is, has he ever blown a guy?
The next one is,
would he eat my hairy?
Oh, what?
Hairy what though?
Hairy what?
This one says AIDS.
Zach?
No, I'm not. You think I want to read this?
He kind of has to read it.
How he pulled his girlfriend is another big one.
There we go. Mm.
Like this.
The Twitch.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe we should go back to Dropout's advice.
Please.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Dropoutsadvice@gmail.com.
Sorry about that, Alyssa. And sorry about that. Josh Justice.
So first question advice.
Yes, ma'am.
So I was dating this guy who constantly asked me to go on birth control after I told him it impacted my mental health negatively. And he says he just wants to avoid pregnancy, yet refuses to wear condoms.
Tell him to go kick rocks.
I'm just confused on why he won't wear a condom and expects me to go on birth control. We still do the pull-out method, but I find this to be a big turnoff. Does it really feel any different for men when they wear condoms when they refuse to? Sorry for the TMI.
Okay, okay. So. First of all, she thinks it's a turnoff to pull out? Is that what she's saying?
I think she says it's a turnoff that...
He won't wear a condom.
Yeah. I mean, dude, just strap up.
Honestly.
Let's be for real, just wear a condom.
Yeah, and there's more reasons to wear a condom than, like, not getting pregnant.
The worst STD is a child. Yeah, that's what my dad called me for the line. He used to just call me, I wish you were chlamydia.
Like, right,
that's
right,
what
right,
he wishes I was.
You could take pills and it would
just go away. Gone. He tried to feed me some pills to make me go away, but I threw him up.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, break up with him.
Yeah, tell him to go kick rocks.
For real.
With his teeth.
If someone, that got me like viscerally angry. Someone tells you to like go on birth control and they don't want to wear a condom, they're not worth it. That's so stupid. That pisses me off so much. Makes me so angry. Guys just.
Yeah. Tari Yummy in the building.
Drop the mic.
I agree with you though, 100%.
Like, yeah, no, it's just.
Put a condom on. I don't know what fuck out feels.
Easy. Yeah. It's way easier.
It wasn't us.
My mental health is worth more.
You're looking
more.
At me like, what's like,
I think that girl's mental health is worth more than a couple seconds to like, fuck her.
Feel a little better with the condom. Yeah.
Just some latex, bro.
Definitely way easier for a guy to throw a condom on than it is for a girl to get all the side effects from birth control.
What if he gets on male birth control? That's a thing.
Yeah, that is a thing.
But what
if
that affects him shooting ropes? Come on, dude.
He just gets a vasectomy.
Shit, there you go. I've thought about that.
I like vasectomies because you can always undo them, right?
I don't
Not
think
always,
that's how it works.
But
I'm pretty sure the female one you can undo.
No, you can.
Because you can untie the tubes, right? But you can't. I think you snip that shit out.
Maybe you got me there.
No, I think you can undo.
I think you can undo.
I'm not well versed in it.
I'm pretty sure when you snip it, it's old.
The only math and science I have to this question is from The Office when he's like, I got a vasectomy. And snip, snap, snip, snap. When he's like, I got a reverse vasectomy.
Yeah, same.
So that's my only knowledge. That's what I was thinking of too. And if I can believe Michael Scott.
They unsnip snapped his ball sack though?
That's all I know. I have no other information.
Let us know.
We can't rebuild
him. You guys give us advice in the comments. Can you undo a vasectomy?
So from a guy's perspective, does it feel any different versus... condom
yeah,
or no condom.
I mean it does, yeah. But like you can get the extra thin ones
yeah,
and
the
everything's
bear skin.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Just get that.
Yeah, the bear skin ones and all the other good brands. I love them.
When's the last time you got laid?
It's been a while since been I so have long got to laid.
Say There's also so many other ones. You can get flavored ones. You can get ribbed for her pleasure.
What about ribbed for his pleasure?
I don't know if that's a thing.
What about we should go get ribs?
I'm down for that.
What about the McRib is back? This podcast. Next.
Okay. The subject is, how do I break away from my baby mama?
What?
Oh, break away.
None of us have any experience in this.
I do. Let it roll.
Zach.
Let this one roll.
All right. I recently had a baby with my long-term partner, and I've come to realize over the last few months I'm not in love with her anymore. There's moments where I'm like, damn, this girl is ugly. And there's others where I'm starstruck by her beauty. I think she's amazing. There's moments where he thinks she's ugly, and there's moments where he doesn't.
What? His baby mama?
Yeah.
What?
I think she's an amazing person. Her flaws, however, are my biggest turnoffs. She's working on them as I've brought them to her attention, but at this point I'm just not in love with her. I love her as a best friend. Should I rip the bandaid off and tell her? How should I break it off?
I think it's better for her that you're not in the... Like, not... You can still be... I don't know. She deserves better, it sounds like, a little bit.
A little bit. It seems like you got to get your own head straight. Like, you can't be like, think she's God's gift to the earth, and then one day...
And at one point, it's not a physical attraction anymore. You're building a life with a partner, and if you think she's a beautiful mother and a beautiful person towards you, I don't understand.
And he just said, I love her as a best friend. That's what you want in a partner, is it not?
Especially like, if you're raising a child, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, Jared, like, when we had a relationship... The whole time we weren't attracted to each other physically.
No, never, not once.
Exactly, but emotionally we were there. I tasted you, the whole time I'm like, this tastes like a guy and I'm not attracted to, like, I'm heterosexual or whatever.
Yeah.
But boy, was I emotionally with you. Okay, good.
what I deal with.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, well, listen, guys, this has been fun. We're going to head over to the Patreon.
We're going to do a little game with Joshy Boy over there. It's going to be a quick game. So don't act like we're ruining your day, okay? We're making your day right here.
What time is it?
Also, on the Patreon, Tara's going to talk about who she slept with last night. It's going to be really fun.
No, I'm not. Stop, Zach.
Okay, and remember all the prizes.
Thank you for the roses.
Drunk episode. And go check out Read the Room. What's it called,
check
Tara?
It out.
Read the Room.
Yeah.
Josh Richards Tara on Yemi Everything
says
I Assume.
To go watch Read the Room.
Clip that.
Please,
clip that,
please
clip
put
that,
me
clip
on
that.
It. Please put me on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, guys. Oh, if you stay... Oh, I keep forgetting. If you stay to the end, comment... Dude, what? Go think of some, Melissa.
Your favorite pickup line.
Ugh, I'd rather kill myself. Okay. No, I appreciate it. It was good. I couldn't think of anything. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.